Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great topic this morning, the Fredericksburg Nationals. And if you're talking Fredericksburg Nationals, there's only one person we need to talk to, Robbie Perry, in this morning. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Always a pleasure to be with you, Ted. I'm really excited. We're going to have a good time.
We have had some. I still remember, and I think this was the very first time just you and I were on alone. There was somebody else with us. But it was when it was the year they won the World Series. But the day after they had eliminated the Brewers,
yeah,
an incredible game.
Yes,
and you hadn't seen it or heard.
No.
And I played for you some of the audio, and it was that was the beginning.
No, it really was. I mean, you come in and you're like, yeah, like it was a single in right field. I think it was right field, and the guy just didn't, you know, feel the ball.
It.
He misplayed it, and then we tied it up. And I remember thinking, I'm like, wow, I gotta really start watching very closely the Washington Nationals. Well, I've been here like 2 weeks. You know, this was back in 2019, and yeah, I mean, also what a great start. I mean, really, it's such a bummer that 2020, you know, wiped out the entire season. But man, for us moving here, and then like a month later, the Washington Nationals win the World Series. The timing of opening up a new stadium and bringing in a new team, I mean, could not have been any better. Like that does not happen normally.
I'll never forget downtown when you announced the name, and it was right after the World Series. The place was just packed.
Oh yeah, right in front of Sophia and Wolf Street. Everybody made fun of me for calling it Sophia Street. Wow, yeah, that's a blast. That feels, I mean, it was a long time ago. That was over six.
Whoa, if you go to 20,
yes, that was 6 years ago. Oh, that's crazy. Time flies. But
no, I know. And then everything with COVID. I still have on my phone some pictures of the groundbreaking with the stadium.
Yeah,
and to look at everybody and to see no stadium there.
Well, the crazy thing is that we're going into our fifth baseball season this year.
Yeah,
you know, and each year we try to get better and better, but it's just it really. You know, this is the longest place that I have been in since, I would say, my childhood, because, you know, we moved around a lot.
Yeah.
Parents were missionaries. But this is the longest place I've ever been since then. And partly, like, obviously, I love working with the team. But, I mean, Fredericksburg is, like, the coolest town. Like, it really is the coolest town. But, yeah, it's been an awesome long time flies, that's for sure, which means we've got to get on. We got to talk more, you know, because there's always something going on at the Fred Nats. Always something going on, you know. Even if we get up and we talk about the weird and funny things, there's always something going on at the Fred Nats.
Well, you started out after COVID, and then we start out, and the season just couldn't have, as far as wins and losses.
Yeah, in 2021.
Yeah,
yeah,
it couldn't have been. It was. I remember going to sitting with some friends who were season ticket holders. This was like in May or something, and I think they were playing Salem, and Salem had a couple of players that made just some great plays. And these people turned to me and say, "We don't do that yet."
Yeah, I mean, so also, like, you know, I always say the wins and losses in minor league baseball really don't move the needle when it comes to attendance. It really doesn't. There's no data that shows wins and losses affect attendance. It's weather is always number one. You know, then it's, you know, other promotions, giveaways, fireworks, other things. Well, that was the only time I was actually questioning my theory. The talent on our field was bad. I mean, it was bad. I'll never forget that in practice they were doing drills, like fly drills, where they were putting the pitch gun, the, you know, I guess where like the balls would come out pretty fast. They were putting them right in the air, straight up in the air, for catchers and players to catch fly balls, because we were just dropping everything. But it was, you know, at that time we really sold out to win the 2019 World Series. So that team was not surprising, it being rebuilding and, you know, taking a little while to go, you know, get going. I always say that I would take a World Series, I would take a championship, and then a few years of rebuilding and a few years getting back. I would take that any single day. And I'm sure, you know, you ask most diehard Nationals fans that have been there since day one, I would feel like they would agree.
Championships don't go away.
They do not go away. You know, making it to the playoffs every year feels good. Yes, wins in the regular season matter, right? Like, we care about baseball. We watch baseball. But at the end of the day, you want to win the championship. Coming from me as a Bills fan, we've had really good years. Buffalo Bills fan, we've had a really good couple years. But, man, now it's like, if we don't have a championship, this is nothing when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
We were so bad. So it was such an interesting start. And so we had a shortened season in 2021. We started out at 30% capacity in May.
Yeah.
We had to wear masks. We had all these regulations. And we were bad. I think we lost 18 in a row. It was either 17 in a row or 18 in a row to start out the season.
Yeah.
And then so we started looking at all this information and everything and some historic facts, and we were one win away from the worst record ever.
Yeah.
And the owner and general manager at the time, that person who lost that many games, ended up killing himself. So we were looking at Nick Hall, our general manager at the time, and be like, we better win, man.
Right. We can't let this happen.
Yeah, we can't let this happen. And then sure enough, we won the next day. But a part of us, selfishly, I would not say at the time, but a part of us definitely was like, let's go for the record.
I felt bad for it. Yeah. I said, if you're going to be bad, be historically bad.
Yeah, make some history. So we were one game away from tying the worst start ever in professional baseball history. We'll be number two.
But from there, you come in the Fredericksburg Nationals, Carolina League champions. Last year was just a magical year.
So, you know, in 22, 23, and 24, we had the same manager. Really the same, almost full-on coaching staff. There was something before 24, before last baseball season. You know, the groundskeeper, our broadcaster, I'll never forget, we were all standing around, sitting around talking about the upcoming year. And it was almost like unison, we were like, I just have this feeling we're going to win. I have a feeling we're going to win this year. Had a lot to do with our coaching staff wasn't here just to develop, because they've been here so long. Of course, they wanted to develop, but they were like, we want to stinking win this thing, right? Yeah. Like, we want to win right now. So we had this gut feeling, and we also knew we had some talented players that were obviously some were moving off, but we still out on the team. And then obviously when you have the draft comes in, and the Nationals, every single year since 22, we have had, when the draft happens, they come in and they play instantly for us.
Yeah.
So in 22, who came in 22?
Was that Cruz, or did he came?
That was 23. Cruz came in. We had Seaver King last year, but in 22 we had a bunch of guys that are we had Darren Baker that came in, and he's been in AAA, but we had a bunch of these guys that came in and started playing day one.
Yeah.
Same thing. Then it happened 23 and 24, and they have started playing each time. I don't know if you look at their what is their WAR, their WAR, wins above replacement, but they've been incredible every single time. And so I don't know if we can rely on 25, but we were playing good baseball in 24, and then those guys came and it just took us to another level, like Seaver King. But in 23, we were not a very good baseball team, but when that draft came in, we pushed for the playoffs. Same thing in 22. First half, we weren't very good. Then that draft came in, everybody started contributing, and we made it to the playoffs, you know? It's really going to be interesting what our team is going to look like going into the 2025 season. I imagine a lot of these guys are going to be moving up. Lot of the names, we've had some, like we had Nate Ochoa. He pretty much played like every game last year. Yeah. You know, we have several players that were in the top five, maybe top 10 rounds, and they got a lot of reps. They got a lot of reps on the field last year. So I would imagine that they would be gone, but it's always exciting because, you know, some of the draft, you know, the drafts from the years past, they'll be here a little bit longer.
Yep.
But it would be really, really interesting. The big thing for me are pitchers, who are going to be our pitchers. You know, we have Travis Sikora, who is...
He's going to be a star.
You know, all about the health with these pitchers.
Yeah.
He will be an ace. Yeah. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And you know why he's going to be an ace? Because he has... He's young, man. He must be 19 years old, 20 years old. And he is so specific and, like... Everything he does is with conviction. The way he warms up, he's like a madman. You know, he takes care of every single thing. From a like a health and a nutrition standpoint, he doesn't want any chemicals in his body. So he eats everything and like makes everything at home, and like he has all these like protein balls that he makes. So he at an early age,
interesting,
taking care of his body like a seasoned pro. And if you do that and you have health and you take care of your body and you have the stuff, and he clearly has the mental capacity, man, he could be really good. I would not be surprised if he's a guy that it ends up getting. I mean, I don't have any inside information. I do not have any kind of scoop about this, but I would not be surprised if at the end of the year, if the national season isn't going, you know, really well. Which I think it will, but if it's not, I would not be surprised if he gets snaps. If he gets called up in September, he would not be with us. Unless he has an injury or something, I would be shocked if he doesn't start at Double A.
I saw he's a bobblehead. One of the bobblehead givers was, and I think that's if you're looking to get bobbleheads of future stars. Get to that.
For sure.
Get to that game and get that bobblehead.
For sure. And he has like the images around the box and the one he's throwing is actually pictures that we took from the championship game, because he was our last. He was the clinching pitcher in Game 3 of the championship, and you know, we were all so confident. We were like, oh, Sikora's on the mound.
Yeah.
We got this. This is over.
Too.
You know,
yeah.
This is over.
It was.
This is over. And you know, a funny story about Travis Sikora, if you look at every single game that he pitched here, he always wore the George pullover. So in minor league baseball, most of the time, unless it's a theme night, we just let the starting pitcher pick what he wants to wear.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, obviously can't change the color, but usually you have about three jerseys to pick from. And he would always pick the George jersey, the George pullover, because he loved it.
I do too. I think that is the best jersey, hands down, minor league, major league.
Yeah, people, I mean, clearly it works for Sikora, so how can we not love it? But that bobblehead would be in the Sikora, you know, in that George pullover. But yeah, it was that whole drama, that whole championship, man, that was. So I don't get nervous with wins and losses, Ted. I really don't. But that was the only time I really started getting nervous.
I did too. Quick break. Robbie Perry here with the Carolina League champion Fredericksburg Nationals. We're talking Fred Nats this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WF.
Get the all-new, redesigned News Talk 1230 app and stay focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Robbie Perry with the Fred Nats in this morning. We're going to get into some of the season things and some of the giveaways and exciting things. But it's fun just picking your brain talking baseball. And in thinking back to this, it's to me anyway, Brady House was the first in that lean year.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the star.
Yes, he was.
And you saw him, and I was just, every time I saw him, you couldn't take your eyes off of him. Because of how he approached the game, how he hit the ball, everything.
He had so much star power. And he wasn't like the number one pick.
No.
I think he was like fifth, I think. And, you know, but like, obviously they gave him a really big signing bonus. You know, he was supposed to be this great star at Tennessee, you know, out of high school. You know, great looking guy, had the build.
Tall.
You know, tall, handsome, like, you know, very, very... striking, like he looked like an athlete.
And
he looked like an athlete.
As a third baseman, you saw him up close, and you just kept thinking he's too big for a third baseman.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like that was the, you know, and I also, like, I've never played baseball. I was never a baseball player, but I did the same thing. I was like, wow, he seems like he's pretty big.
Yeah.
But he's also the nicest guy. you know, the nicest guy. Yeah. He's like very tender, very quiet spoken, very soft spoken. Does everything right. You know, he, and then, but he had that, you know, back injury that,
yeah, he went away for a while.
Yeah, he went, and you know, everyone was like, "What's going on?" You know, some people were like, "Okay, is it? Are they sending him down to, you know, Florida just to work on a couple things?" And you know, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, "Okay, they're using this to protect him, you know, and get him down there." But it was, yeah, he had like a hurt back, and you know, when you're young, you get concerned about that, but he hasn't had any issues. Any issues like that. Yeah, he's going to be – he's one of the guys that – so he starts in AAA this year.
Yep.
He's going to be really interesting what happens with him.
You figure at some point.
Yeah, I can figure at some point move up there. I know they got, I think, the Nationals signed like a Golden Glove winner at third base.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting how can they get some reps for Brady. But I would imagine that they're, you know – they want to get him in at the you know at in the mothership up in DC, but yeah, it's just he came in that draft that 2022 team was a very fun team. We also had Jacob Young, who is now a full time starter in center field for the I don't know how they have it. I don't know if he's center field or right field for the Nationals. He was center field with the Fred Nats. But Jacob Young played every single game for the Fred Nats in 22.
And that's amazing. And now, and he's, I mean, he just quit kind of with lightning speed. Got up there, and he really has become,
yeah,
for the Fred Nats, you know, that's been the star.
That he was a crowd favorite here.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, was he a crowd favorite?
Very friendly.
Like,
his family
very
was
friendly.
Yeah.
And you know, he's a Florida guy, collegiate guy. And he's just, he did, so I asked, I was like, why is he doing every single thing, you know, like how's he getting, he ended up, so he played every game in single A here in Fredericksburg in 2022. And by the end of 23, he was playing in D.C. That is unusual.
Yeah.
That is so unusual.
When he first got called up, I thought, well, he'll stay for a cup of coffee, and he is stuck. And has become a fan favorite up there.
And okay, so he's an incredible athlete. He is so, so fast. He was a Golden Glove nominee. He also was, like, I think, like one of the youngest people to steal this amount of bases. He has some stat from a stolen base that was happening last year. And I was like, or maybe most stolen bases without getting caught, or it was something of that sort. But he's obviously an incredible base runner, has speed. People always love speed, right? But he is, he's also not a bad hitter.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good hitter. Yeah. He's only going to get better. The nicest guy, like Jacob Young. I mean, when, like, aren't the Fred Nats, like, we're always cheering for the players that come through here, always.
Yep.
But, you know, we'd be lying if there's a couple other players that we don't, like, hold a little bit, you know, dear to our hearts. And Jacob Young is, the Fred Nats are always going to be a lifelong fan of Jacob Young. He did everything right, including from the fans. And now there's a bunch of giveaways up in D.C. of Jacob Young.
I know.
And, like, the Washington Nationals are, like, tweeting pictures of him out as he's, like, flexing. And they're like, and I'm like, wow, this guy's a star. You know, he's a star.
He was ours first.
Yeah, and he was ours first. You know, we said back in 2019, you know, come see the future stars of Major League Baseball. Come see the future stars of the Washington Nationals. You know, come see the future World Series champions. That's kind of something that we were saying. But it was a little bit, you know, it's tough when you say that because you don't know what's going to happen with the batch of players. You don't know if they're going to make it with Washington or who's going to get shipped off. You know, and sometimes it's so far off. You know, in single A, you're this guy you might not see for 5 years.
I was just saying,
you
know, Brady House is a great example.
Brady House is a great example. And, you know, we might see him this year. We might not. If we don't, that's 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
But Jacob Young, And Dylan Cruz and James yeah. Wood all played for us in the last 3 years. And now there are, if you go to DC and you're getting a player bobblehead this year, it's only those three players. So legitimately the future stars are now yeah. the current stars very recently that have played right here in Fredericksburg.
One of these days, the three of them are going to be on an all-star team together, and you're going to be able to, in you yeah. know, the middle of July, say, you know, they started here.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool. It's very, very cool. And, yeah, and they honestly, like, I didn't get to know James Wood very well, but he was definitely a little quiet. He was just coming from the trade, really Juan yep. Soto trade.
Yep.
But Dylan Cruz was also the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And his legs are massive. You can tell he was in that LSU training program.
Yeah.
He hits the weight room, man. He's the nicest guy. He's going to be an absolute star. But, you know, with all of this and with baseball and just with athletes, you know, always my concern, especially when you get so excited, you're like, just stay healthy. You know, just stay yeah. healthy.
And like, especially you mentioned with pitchers.
Yeah, and like something weird happens, and you know, if you have like a hamstring or something, sometimes you don't realize that stuff lingers with you for a long time. It can affect so much. And
change your swing.
And change your yeah. swing and change, you know, put you, you know, discourage you and yep. you know, mentally. And I just always, like, guys want, you know, hope these guys stay healthy. And that way they can truly give it the best shot, true to their capability. But, you know, it's amazing that baseball players don't get hurt more. It's shocking to me that they're, like, they warm up a lot before the game. Yep. But during the game, they are a lot of the times just standing around or sitting down for an hour. And then suddenly you're expected to try to catch a fly ball as fast as possible, sprint as fast as possible, or get up there and swing as hard as you can.
Yes.
I'm just like thinking about what would happen if I had to do that, what my hamstring and back I wouldn't be able to walk the next day.
Or just what happens on the bases. I mean, then you talk about the speed on the bases, the ball coming in at the speed it does. You're right.
I obviously they're getting paid a lot of money to be athletes, so maybe I shouldn't compare them to myself. But it's just the amount of, like, snap of a finger, you got to put this on your body. You know, it's not like hockey or it's soccer where you're always moving, right? You're always moving. You know, even football, you're kind of moving a little bit more. Basketball, you're moving. You're not just sitting for an hour and then it's, okay, you got to go 100%. And then you might have to go back to city, you know?
Yeah.
But it's baseball is such an interesting sport. You know, I never played, and it was never really involved until I started working in baseball. And being closer to baseball has made me love it so much. There's so many intricacies and so many little things that happen. It's not just get up there, throw ball, swing at it. You know, there's so many strategies and setting things up, and it's the long game, but also, like, how do you play in that moment? And baseball is an awesome sport. It really, really is.
Well, and we've been aided because you talked about, you know, you've stayed here longer than anywhere else. And usually at this level of minor league baseball, people don't. You know, this is where you get experience. And you got the fact that you've been the face of this organization for so long and of the group that started. I think that has helped us too. And you're a great ambassador for the Fred Nats. And for minor league baseball, and so I hope you stay here a lot longer.
I appreciate that. I really do. But I'm going to be honest. Like, we're not a normal single A ballpark. When you go to some of these, it's pretty rinky dink.
Yep.
You know, and they do an incredible job, because even these rinky dink stadiums, they sometimes draw really well. So it shows the great promotions, the great marketing, the relationships they have.
Go
the
around
community.
To some of these Carolina leagues. I mean, some of them are
some of old. Them are in old and really in bad shape. But then, you know, suddenly on a Saturday, they'll have 6,000 people in the stands.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to them. But from a staffing standpoint, it absolutely is. People are going to come in. They're going to think it as a stepping stone, using to get experience and go somewhere else. But it's a little bit different here because, one, the location's incredible. People want to be in Fredericksburg. They love Fredericksburg. Yeah. But it's also like our ballpark is awesome.
Oh.
Our ballpark is so nice.
I take people there and just say, this is... you're proud of it. I live in a community that has a ballpark like this.
And I mean, like, from a technology standpoint, we have three digital elements, which, you know, a lot of ballparks don't. I mean, they might have one. You might have a video board. We have a ribbon board. We have two big ribbon boards. Yeah. We have a nice video board. All of our sound is Bose speakers.
Yeah.
Obviously, the food is great. But, you know, the seats are incredible. Like, your views are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you, we have a club level. The club level, in my opinion, is if you like to eat and you don't like the heat, but you want to be social, you want to come to a baseball game, you have got to get a club ticket.
You got me a club ticket last year, and if going down, having to sit out in a seat is never the same. It's you look over there and you just think, I wonder,
that seems nice and cool in there, you know? But it's all you can eat buffet. Yeah. We're actually adding a carving station this year
to it.
And it's just, like, I eat a lot, right? If I come to a ballpark and I'm legitimately hungry, I might spend a lot of money in food, right? Because I'm gonna get the burgers and the chicken and I'm gonna get everything, and then suddenly I'm like, whoa, I just spent a lot of money. The all you can eat plus the unlimited not alcohol but drinks, non-alcoholic drinks. I mean, just in water, I might drink like 5 or 6 water bottles, especially on a hot day, right? And so that the club level is incredible. Also, it's starting to grow, and this is where I am not a great season ticket holder ambassador, even though buy season tickets, you're not going to miss a thing. I mean, you're going to get everything. Yep. We have incredible benefits. We've added so many more benefits. But in left field, the home run porch, those are single game ticket access, first come, first serve.
Okay.
And you have tables and chairs out there. So a couple of reasons why I love that. That's where the sun sets, so you're going to get the prettiest views in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Two, that's where the most home runs are hit, over there. Three, you have a bar right next to you, so if you want to get drinks, we don't have food, but if you want to get drinks, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, you're right there. Four, that's where the breeze is. The breeze hits that. So on a hot day, you're getting the breeze out there. But in left field, home run porch, if you haven't been to a game and you just kind of want to scout it out, get a standing room only ticket, make a straight beeline for the left field, and you won't be disappointed.
Robbie Perry here with the Fred Nats. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:33.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Robbie Perry with the Fred Nats in this morning. There is so much to talk to you about. I have eliminated usually parts of this show that the play. Right now, all we're doing is just playing the commercials that have to play, and some of this other stuff we just move out, and so you and I can talk. I think you're the only guest I've ever done
this for. I love that. Come on.
So there is so much to talk about. One of the things, and then we're going to really dive into all the season and some things coming up. You and I have always talked about, at least especially in the early years, of the other great thing about having the Fred Nats here would be when you'd had rehab and that kind of thing. And there's been some of that. It just seems to me now, I'm just kind of like, if that happens, fine. I'm more than happy to see the prospects come through. And if you get some rehab, fine. If not, fine.
Yeah, the rehabs are great. We actually had two rehabs last year. Who's the pitcher? Wow. I mean, like, I am really showing my... Was it Josiah Gray? Is that a pitcher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Funny story about Josiah Gray. So this gentleman gets dropped off right by our front gates, the crossing bats. I'm just happened to be out there, and he comes up with a bag, a W bag, and he said, I don't know where the clubhouse is. Can you point me in the direction? I said, you can follow me. You know, like, well, follow me. I'll take you to the clubhouse. So we walk on the field. Very nice man. Very nice. And he's like, wow, the field, this is an incredible facility. Like, we were just talking about it. He's like, I didn't play in a single A ball. He's like, this is single A? He's like, I didn't play in a single A ballpark like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, our field is turf. And he's like, wow, this field's awesome. And then we're like, yeah, talk about Shaw And I was like, you know, it's what, you know, the Texas and what the, you know, Arizona, what they use. He's like, oh, I, you know, I definitely can feel the same. And he was very, very nice. And I'm like, what position player are you? And he's like, oh, I'm a pitcher. And so I take him into the clubhouse, bring him in the clubhouse, and walk out. And then one of our employees was like, was that Josiah Gray? And I'm like, well, I'll be... Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Because he had a rehab yeah. start. He was pitching. I knew that he was pitching. I just didn't click. I was that was him. But yeah. Then we also had. We had the big first baseman who's a designated hitter as well. Played with the Yankees, Joey Gallo.
That's
He was the other. Yep. He a funny story about him. So he played. I think he played two games for us. And game two, it was like a rainy Friday, and we were playing games, but it was very like as crummy weather as it gets for a baseball game. It's not bad enough to actually not play,
but you play.
But you play,
and
it's, you know. Yeah,
but everybody's miserable.
Everybody's miserable. Everybody, staff, fans, and including the players. And I'll never forget. He strikes out once. He walks once. His third at bat, he hits a home run. He hits a home run. Everybody goes crazy. He walks off. He leaves. He goes home. He walks out of the dugout.
Really?
He grabs his bats, walks into the clubhouse at left field.
My
and then
work
drives
is done.
To, my work is done. And then drives back to D.C.
Oh, that is. Yeah. I'm sure for you guys, for the play, when you do have a major leaguer like that come through.
Yeah. And, you know, it's they always take care of the – they always take care of the food. They always get a really good spread. So, Joey Gallo, I guess, got everybody steaks for the for the rest of the weekend,
yeah.
and took care of all the food. And they always do a really premium job, and you know they always tip really well. The clubbies love when they come in town. But you know what's an interesting thing? They drive themselves down every time.
I have heard that.
They drive themselves. Yeah. Steven Strasburg, when he came in.
Yep.
But they don't stay, but they drive themselves. I'm like, man, I would want to hire a driver.
Right,
95?
Yeah. Right.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just, it's funny, but like, maybe that's very normal, but I also, I was very surprised when I hear Strasburg and Josiah Gray, you know, had someone actually drop him off. But, Joey Gallo and Strasburg, they're big ones. They were just know you might look on 95 to your left and right, and you might see a Major League Baseball player drive it up.
So. I've heard that. I've had that same thought. Rodney Perry with the Fred Nats here this morning. Is today the day there's a new jersey you're unveiling, and I think that's today.
That is today. That is going to be at 5:30. It's actually open to the public, so if no tickets are required, it's going to be in the club. We have a real nice panel of speakers for baseball historians here in Fredericksburg, talking about the history. They did a whole research project about this team, and they're going to talk a lot about it, but. The colors are going to be really, really fun. The branding's going to be awesome. Like, the branding's so, so fun. And, so it was supposed to be last week, got delayed because of the snow.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be today at 5:30 at the ballpark.
I have a problem with jerseys because I do have a problem with jerseys. I have three of them right now, and I think I'm going to really like this one.
You do. You do have a problem. You do have a problem with jerseys. And
before you'd even Before you'd even played a game, I had the red Fred Nats, and I have and then when you got Fredericksburg on them, I had to have that. And then I got the George Washington.
Well, I remembered the gray one when it said Fredericksburg. You were like, I gotta have what it said.
I sent you a picture as soon as I got it.
Yeah,
I said, I got it. I went down to the store
one.
And I was one of the first. I had, and the only reason I don't have the white one is because I figured I'll spill stuff on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
and
I don't
it's
have
also,
that one.
I mean, you know, it's, I mean, I don't want to like, you know, shame our jerseys, but it's just white with. Red Fred Nats.
Right, that's why I like. Yeah. I do like the red.
Yeah, I do too.
Fred Nats.
I do too.
That's that one. That would be my second jersey choice.
Yeah, I know it's like, you know, gray. The home teams don't wear it, you know, but I also would love for the home team to have Fredericksburg on the front of the script.
I agree.
Know? So, but this new jersey. It will. I think it will. It will. It will aim to please for sure.
You've always been involved in, before you became general manager, in other stops with promotions. You guys do some great promotions.
Yeah, this year we're doing more fireworks. We're doing more giveaways.
19 giveaways, 19 fireworks. Yeah. To me, it's just amazing. Yeah. And 5 bobbleheads.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's you know, so we always do fireworks on Fridays. We're adding a bunch of fireworks on Saturdays now. And then, on Sundays, we always do giveaways, premium giveaways. But now we're adding a bunch of Saturdays for giveaways as well. Yeah, so we're really, you know, there's a big focus to try to make Saturdays big this year. We're a little bit different than minor league base. A lot of minor league baseball teams, their biggest nights are always Saturdays. Our biggest nights are Fridays and Sundays.
I was going to say, yeah.
So it really, let's find a way to tap into the Saturday. So we're doing more IPs, like some more intellectual properties. Like we're doing Bluey this year. We're doing instead of Christmas in July, we're going to do Elf Nights, right? You know, so we're trying to lean in some more of these, mix them with giveaways, mix them with fireworks. And because if you come on Friday, if you're not a season ticket holder, and you come on Friday, and you also want to come on a giveaway on Sunday, you're probably not going to come also on Saturday. But man, we want to make it so, that decision so hard where you're like, oh my goodness, on Friday I got to go see fireworks.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's also Star Wars night, and then we have an incredible bobblehead giveaway on Sunday. Like, right. How do we get you to come all three,
That is great thinking.
But that is, you know, that's my background, you know, my first job, my first job was a promo assistant where I did some MCing, but my real first full-time job in the sports world, I was a mascot. And then I turned into an MC, and then I did promotions, and I did graphic design and marketing and production. And, you know, minor league baseball, you got to kind of pick up all that stuff very quickly. But I was a mascot. So, you know, Gus and in the promo team, that is like something I hold. That is like my baby. Like, we had our orientation yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, I care about everything in the ballpark, but that element of the experience, that is something I care so, so deeply. And I feel, and if you look at me, if you watch me on a game day and, like, you know, part-time, you know, let's say if we need correction with some game day employees, I will always try to go to some, like a manager, and be like, hey, I saw this with an usher. I saw, you know, we got to make sure this doesn't happen. Can you go talk to them? And I can empower them. If it's in the promo or like the production or the mascot, I'm bypassing the managers and I'm going straight there and be like, everyone needs to come here like right now. We're talking. Yeah. We're talking and we're addressing this right now. Yeah, it's something I care so deeply about. So as long as I'm here, we're always going to be trying to do the weird, the zany. You know, some things might not work. We tried to do a mystery night last year when, you know, almost like a murder mystery on the field. It just didn't work.
What's that like when you're watching it and going, thinking, this, let's just get this over as quickly as we can?
I was in the production room and everyone's like, it's kind of hard to follow. And I'm like, this is just not working out. Like, and we got like some emails and people were like, you know, this is, we thought that it didn't land. And I remember responding, I'm like, yeah, we're always trying to do new things. And this one just did not hit. This one did not hit. Great people. If the people are listening, the people that worked, the company was great. It was just, you know, what, like a square peg in a round hole. It just didn't really fit for what we were trying to do.
Were you the one who told me, or somebody's told me, because everybody now seems to do Star Wars night. And that's really a popular event.
It used to be, all obviously, the number one night in minor league baseball. The crazy thing is you don't have to pay for it. Lucasfilm, as long as you donate the jerseys to a nonprofit, you don't have to pay a dollar.
Okay.
So, obviously, doing Star Wars is always a no-brainer. Always. It's waned a little bit, you know?
Okay.
I think it's reflecting a little bit of the interest in Disney Star Wars. I really do.
Interesting.
I see that Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Star Wars, she's actually stepping down. I have always loved Star Wars. Loved it. Like, I mean, the amount of times I've watched those movies is embarrassing. I still watch and consume everything.
Oh, me too.
But the excitement's no longer there. Maybe it's doubt in the direction it's going. Maybe it's just, you know, there's no stakes right now.
Yeah.
But you can see it. You can see it because there's the young children are not as interested in Star Wars. You flip it, though. A night that is one of the is becoming like Star Wars night is Harry Potter night. Harry Potter night is massive.
I can see that.
Massive. And there hasn't been, you know, they've had those movies, but it all, you know, we got to think about all the people that have read the books and that watched the movies at an early age are all now having kids or have kids, and they want to bring, and they're growing mm-hmm. them up as in yep. the Harry Potter world. They're bringing them up. They're letting their kids read. They're letting the kids watch the videos. And, of course, when there's a Harry Potter night, they want to bring them to the ballpark.
Yeah.
It was our best night last year, and we're doing it again this year, and we're actually our giveaway for that night. I'm a little nervous, Ted. To be honest, we're doing four houses. So we're doing the Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, and we're doing four of them. And we're ordering them, and from a percentage-wise, majority it's going to be Gryffindor, the next is going to be Slytherin, then it's Hufflepuff, then it's Ravenclaw. And we're giving 1,000, and we're getting, it's like, you know, 30% of this, 10%, you know, kind of we're breaking it down. And it's going to be first come, first serve. That if you come in and you want a Gryffindor jersey, and we have one, you get one. If you come at the end and we only, and there's all the Gryffindors are out, and you want to, you know, and we're out, you might get a Hufflepuff, right? So I'm a little nervous how it's going to go.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the busiest giveaway we've ever had. But the jerseys look really, really, really cool. Like, really cool.
And that's you mentioned that a lot of these jerseys do get a lot of the jerseys that the players use will get auctioned off.
Yes.
And I've never pulled the trigger. I've come close on a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But they're not. If you really like a jersey, they're not in most cases, unless you want to get a, you know, like if you got a Dylan Cruz or somebody who wore a jersey, but. Some of them are very reasonable.
Yes, yes. So, some are reasonable, and then there's sometimes, you know.
If you've got a star.
And then you have Dylan Cruz that I think went for like $12,000.
Yeah, something like
something.
That. Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It all goes to charity, right? So, you know, the people that are giving, you know, obviously they are having that in mind that they're giving to a local Fredericksburg area charity. But I've also gotten, I've there have been jerseys that have been got, you know, sold for $100, $150.
Yeah.
And coaches too. Like with some coaches, you can get everything gets auctioned. So if you want to get a lot of these coaches are former major leaguers, you want to get their jersey. You know, I mean, you can get a really cool signed jersey that for $150 sometimes.
Yeah.
Now you also have these jerseys that do just absolutely skyrocket, which to me is crazy, but I am never going to tell them to stop because obviously all the money goes to the charities and they do incredible, incredible work in this community. And I mean, when Dylan Cruz came in, that Superman jersey, it went for, I think, $12,000.
Couldn't believe it. We're going to take a real quick break and give us a little bit more time here at the end to wrap it up with Robbie Perry and the Fred Nets. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Robbie Perry, the Fred Nats in this morning. I need to get you back in. We'll early part of the season, we'll do this again. I kind of talk behind the scenes and some of the charity things that the ball club does that I think a lot of us you don't see, and We'll get back and talk about that. Couple things. Replica ring night, I think, is very cool.
Yeah. You know, I was actually saying, you know, just before that, you know, I think, the Harry Potter jersey giveaway might be our most popular giveaway. That championship replica ring, you know, that our first Sunday, I think it's April 13th, that might be our number one giveaway. And what we're doing is that the rings that we're giving to the players, we're pretty much just modeling right off of what we're giving it to them. It's going to come with your own box. It's a beautiful little box, Carolina League championship ring, you know, themed box. It comes with a ring as well. And the first 1,000 fans that come through the gates are going to get it.
That's so that is just so,
we got
so
some cool giveaways. And then the following week, the following homestand, 2 weeks later, we're doing a hockey jersey giveaway, and we're really just putting some spin on, like what the Washington Capitals jersey, and kind of just changing the colors, putting our logo on it.
Last year's jersey twist is terrific. Oh, yeah. I've seen the picture of this one now.
Yeah. I wear that jersey all the time. It looks so identical to the Capitals jersey. Yeah. I wear it when I go to Caps games, and people are like giving double takes, like, what is that, you know? And the jersey that we're doing is going to be like different colors. We are baby blue. It's a really, really cool, and the quality, I mean, our giveaways,
the
prices are getting so high. I have an off-season conversation with them, but man, the quality of everything we give is absolutely top notch. Like I would compare it to any other giveaway that what teams do, and I think we have the best.
I literally had tears in my eyes when I was not able to get the Hawaiian shirt night last. That shirt to me is just,
I almost wore it, actually.
Beautiful.
I almost wore it today.
The interview would not have been nearly as good today because I would have just looked at it.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a Margaritaville jersey right now that was kind of, themed. It was also Margaritaville Hawaiian jersey. We're doing another Margaritaville Hawaiian jersey this year. It's going to be kind of like a baby blue, dark blue color.
Okay. Last year was
red. Like, it was red in all of our logos. I got an extra one I can find. I can give it to you, Ted.
The March 11th, I got tickets for this. I hope this happens more and more and more. UVA and Maryland, it's not an exhibition game.
No.
These are two rivals. UVA's got a good team.
Yes, they do. I see your UVA cup back there.
Yes, it is.
And
go Hoos.
Yeah.
And I have season tickets. I go see baseball, but I have football season tickets.
Really?
So I'm all in on this
game. Okay,
weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. We're really excited. It's our first collegiate game we've ever been playing between, it's UVA and Maryland, March 11th. Tickets are available. It's selling really well, but there are definitely tickets that are available. And yeah, we're so, so excited. They're also so laid back, Ted, like, you know, dealing with boat teams and, you know, we're like, they're like, yeah, we don't even need the clubhouse. I'm like, no, like, yeah. So they're so, so laid back, and which stresses me out, right?
Yeah.
But they've been great to work with. It's going to be an incredible, incredible day. There's definitely some pressure that we make sure that we do it right. You know, we make a great impression on
these. I hope this becomes an annual thing.
They want to. They want to make it an annual thing. But I also think we got to make sure we, you know, no pun intended, but we hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Well, and just for, I just think for those players to be able to play on a minor league field, a lot of them, even after June, are going to be, after the draft.
Oh, for sure.
Somebody may be on that field.
Someone may be on the field. And it's a big, big deal. Obviously, we're less than 2 weeks out. You know, it's a week and, you know, I guess, 12 days we're out. And I'm starting, you know, that angst, that waiting for baseball.
Yeah.
It almost feels like opening day, like getting anxious, getting ready for it. But we're so excited. It's going to be an awesome, awesome day. We just need the good weather. Like the forecast I was looking at, it was like high 50s, 60s. It looks good.
Okay.
But man, give us the weather we've had the last couple of days. Yesterday, I was on the field, I think like at 7:30 at night. I didn't even need a jacket.
No, it was
yeah,
nice.
I didn't even need a jacket. And it's going to be after daylight savings it's going to move forward.
Yep.
So we should get more sunlight, which means that the game starts earlier at 5:35. So we should be good, and it should be a little bit of extra sun for the game. I can tell you right now, if it's 70 degrees in the forecast, we're gonna have a field day from a marketing standpoint.
Out of time, but let's do this. Let's do this a bunch of times this summer and just talk about things.
Yes.
It's just been very fun, Robbie.
Need it, Ted. You're the best.
Thank you. Now, as you said, you don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy the Fred Nats.
Yes.
And the season is coming up. We'll do this again soon. Robbie Perry,
sir.
General Manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Ted.
That's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.